having been born in Barbados with my family, with my brothers and sisters who were in Bajan like myself, we had no concept that we had an extended family. There was no such thing then as you had a network. But my father sort of told my mum, and we got told, that we had family up in Bradford and Batley and Blackburn and Bolton and Preston and Rochdale. And we were amazed because in Barbados, we were very much a sort of a unit, a family unit. And suddenly here, we were told there were people older than us. And I have a stepbrother who was in Bradford, who'd come to England in 1956. So I think the reason that Dad came to England was to, from Barbados, was to join up with the family. But I think when he got to Bradford on his own, my brother had grown up on his own from India. He'd come from India to England. And there was a certain amount of disjointedness between how my father saw how life should be and how my brother thought perhaps life should be. And he was married and had children and so on. So when we couldn't fit in at the Karachi restaurant, we were sort of sent off to Bradford to stay with stepbrother and family. And again, it was curious because Barbados is a pretty flat island. The Pennines are not. If you go to Yorkshire, Bradford in particular, Batley, Dewsbury, these are all hilly places. And we could not understand what kind of terrain this country was of. Barbados is something like 28 miles by 14 miles. So you could cover the island in a day, cover the island in a bus in a day. Here we were sat in cars, and we went from one sort of greyness that was Gloucester greyness to Yorkshire or the north greyness. But what was worse up there was the smell of soot, because it was all open fires. And these guys lived and worked in mills, so they tended to live in the mill rented accommodation, which again was very interesting. It was one up, one down. So I think my first real bath in England was in a sink, whereas in Barbados we were in using open showers, or you could go to the beach, have a swim, stand in the... Here there were these roaring fires, the smell of soot and coal, and freezing to bloody death, sat in a sink where they were pouring water in. and you were thinking, hang on, we sort of left the third world for the first world, but actually things here are worse than they were. So my mum couldn't settle. She found it really difficult, because my mum had left India and had gone to Barbados direct. And having lived in Barbados and the society and the culture that was there, and mixing with different people, my mum, I realised now, well, I realised later in life, was much more westernised in her way and her outlook than the Indians, if I may call them, who were living in Bradford or Batley or Dewsbury. So she couldn't get on. So what Dad did was he left the younger members of the family in up north, because he was still working at Wall's Ice Cream. And he found us accommodation in Oxford Terrace, which is a few doors along from where the Karachi restaurant was. And this was much better because we had a double room, two double beds. But again, it was very basic. And memories of Oxford Terrace was toasting bread on a one-bar electric fire. Again, totally unheard of. But it was an adventure because you were hungry, if you were hungry, and you ate this toast and drank this tea. He would bring tea in flasks from the Karachi restaurant. But it was all an adventure. None of this was off-putting, as you'll see as we go through life together. What would happen next? What would he do? Well, what he did was he saw a house for sale in Salisbury Road, number 43. And my brother and I, the two eldest from Barbados, although we had older brothers and sisters, but I'll come on to that later, we found out. the two of us were sort of with him, and we went to see this house in Salisbury Road, which was owned by a white couple. And the asking price was £1,900. And he said, no, he's not going to buy this house for £1,900. He was going to buy this house for £2,300. So the guy who was selling the house said to him, but I think you've misunderstood me, Mr. Patel. I only want £1,900. And he said, no. He said, there are too many Indians around. If I tell them that you're selling me this house for £1,900, they'll come and gazump me. So I will give it you. I will pay you £2,300. And if you sell it to a better man, then so be it. So we bought this house. And we had to go to Bradford in the old Bedford van, collect mum and my sisters and my brother. And we came down.